listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Watt Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Kelly Ward available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Watt Institute. The Watt Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting and loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Watt training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information about any of the services through the Watt Institute, you can call me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. I also offer, I'm a relationship communication coach. I offer monthly drop-in ladies groups via Zoom. It's a $10 donation. I offer them twice a week, various times. If you want information on joining, just call me at the office or send me an email. Again, info@drpatallen.com. Tonight we have Kelly Ward. Kelly, are you available? Kelly, are you available?
I am. I'm here.
I wasn't sure if you're out there out in the cyberland or not.
Oh, I'm out here. Yeah. Aberdeen, Washington doesn't get very hot, but today it is. And so everything's acting up, microphones and internet and everything else.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So Kelly works with Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen does still offer a couple of ladies groups that she's had conducted for a couple of years, and the ladies have been staying in there. So I don't have any openings for new attendees. But Kelly's been trained by Dr. Allen along with myself. And then there's Andy Shaw that joins us for the radio, and Patricia Eltinge. We're all relationship and communication coaches taught by Dr. Allen. So if you want any services through the Watt Institute, you can reach out to me at the office, info@drpatallen.com. So Kelly, do you have any questions for the, any info for the audience that you want to share?
Well, we have so much fun in our groups. We've got a lot of ladies married. We've got some new babies, and we're really focusing on using the tools and communicating at home with our families, with our loved ones, at work. We're doing all of it. So it's been really effective, and it's been really great to see the growth of all of the people that are using the tools and how effective the tools have been and have become for them in their lives. So I highly recommend getting into one of the groups or having a private sessions with us to learn those tools and to get proficient at communicating.
Yes. We also have on our website, drpatallen.com, there's a free access for a live streamed video. You can watch it. It's a free tab. It's about an hour long of Dr. Allen teaching. It's called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication in Relationship. It goes over all the tools and all of Dr. Allen's teaching. So that's available for free on the website. So please check that out. And there's also a recommended book list on that website as well of all of Dr. Allen's books that she recommends to her clients and students. You might find one that interests you and check it out. So with that, do you have any, if any callers out there, 323-203-0815, we had quite a few calls last week. We'd like to do checkups too. If you called the station before, we'd love to hear the feedback on what happened with our information. Other than that, Kelly, do you have any questions from your ladies that you teach that we can share to help the audience understand different material?
Yeah, I have. One of my ladies is going through a really rough time with respect to her her mate. So she drew the proverbial bright line rule.
Okay.
Of how long she was willing to stay. In the beginning, they were talking. They were compatible. They had the same ideas in mind about marriage and family and all the rest. But now he's pulled the plug. He wants her on his arm as arm candy, and he wants her when he wants her. But he's not willing to go all the way for the home and the children. So her bio clock is saying tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so she's laid the bright line rule out, but she told him, you know, here's the thing. I told you I was going to date other people. I'm looking to get married. You know, our talk track. And he just adamantly refuses. He's actually escalating to the point where it's kind of getting maybe borderline dangerous.
Are they exclusive? But they just haven't moved any forward towards marriage. They're exclusive and monogamous.
They are exclusive.
Okay.
And
he's doing
the whole, I'm going to get you a ring, but what's your hurry? And
Dr. Allen calls it someday, which could be 10 years later for a fact.
Right. But where she is, she said on her 27th birthday, that was the day.
Oh,
and
okay.
if they weren't stepping into marriage and creating a family and her getting pregnant, that was it for her. And she was very clear with him where she was at. And so her birthday was June 6th. And no matter what she does now, he will not stop pursuing. When she relents and says, okay, we can start dating, but, you know, I'm still going to date others, he goes crazy. And you know, he's doing the thing where he's threatening to kill himself and all of that kind of stuff. So what is your position on that, Sue?
Well, she's got to use the stroke and stand. She has to say, I appreciate you want to be exclusive with me and stay, you know, not know a distance when we're going to get married, but that's not comfortable for me that she makes her stand. That's not comfortable. And I have a timeline I want to work with because my biological clock is ticking. Then she has to say, what do you think about picking a wedding date? Because if she can corner him into getting a date, if they can communicate rationally, and she may have to be the communicator, she can turn it around to at least try to negotiate a date from him when he's willing to get a date. And if he's not willing
100%,
and then if he says, no, I can't give you a date, then she does the stroke and stand again. I really appreciate that we're trying to, you know, we're working this out. I want to be with you. However, I'm just not comfortable going with not having a timeline or a date. Therefore, I will be seeing other men and working to be married within the next year. She signals him with him or somebody else. And he may have a fit. She just has to be rational.
Yeah, she told him, I want to be married within, I've been with you for 2 years.
Yeah.
You changed the program.
Well, you can't.
And my program hasn't changed.
Yeah, you can't throw the yous at him. You can't say you've changed the program because then that's attacking him. She has to stay from her eye. Yeah.
So she told him, I want to be married within 6 months. I'm dating others.
Yes, yes. That's the way
you approach it. So he's now stalking her when she's on other dates.
Well.
Showing up where she is. And I told her he's getting borderline police.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Borderline.
Well.
So, and she did. She laid it down. You know, we talked about that before, that timeline, you know, and then she said, I can't stay anymore. I told you I would stay as long as I can, and I can't stay anymore.
Did she write him maybe? Yeah, I mean, he obviously is a little bit over. He's not a masculine man. He's swinging a little bit over to the macho man. So, I mean, he's not a healthy. Yeah, so there's a little bit of unhealthy macho man in him. So all she's got to do is just say, you know, unfortunately, I noticed that you're, you know, I wanted to work out with you. It's not working. And I'm very uncomfortable with you following me dates. And if it continues, I'm going to have to call the police and get a restraining order. Yeah. She's going to talk rationally to him. I don't want her to attack him and tell him, you can't do that, Bob, you know, because then you're going to have two people fighting. One person has to.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, we have a caller.
But call, it's like I told her.
Caller, you're on, warned, air, caller, you're on the, Kelly, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, yes, I do. I was just wondering, I'm dating again, and it's getting kind of difficult, though, because these men, I think it's my fault, too, of course. I get attached a little bit, so I keep giving them chances so I can build up something. And then it doesn't build up, so I kind of break it off, and then I feel like I'm just hurting men.
Well, can I ask you something? Do you focus on just dating one man at a time? Because if you had three men, you wouldn't over-focus and over-give. And you would stay patient, passive, vulnerable, available, and let them chase you so you don't get stuck in a position like that.
Yes. I know it's so hard because when I date, someone wants to get more serious.
No,
and then
dear,
they ask
dear,
me out.
No, dear. You're in charge of who you want to date. You're trying to have the man pick you. You, as the feminine, pick the men. You're trying to impress men to pick you. It's the other way around. The men are to impress you, so the ladies pick the men they want.
Okay.
You're trying to get men to like you, so you over-focus on one and try to woo them to like you. That's the opposite.
Right. And then what if a man really likes you, so you
when
keep
man,
trying to date him,
when a man
but
really
then it just doesn't feel right.
When a man really likes you, when you're out on dates, you say, gosh, I really enjoy being with you. You stroke him. It's kind of like you draw him into you to get to know him more because he may be a good man. You're just, you want to, and so you stroke him. You know, I really enjoy being with you. I love spending time getting to know you. And he'll want to keep going after you because he's getting strokes. It's like training a dog. The more strokes you give a man for his good work, how he's treating you, courting you, the more he'll keep chasing you. Do you do that with men?
I think so, but then I don't feel the attraction sometimes. So then I feel like I need to break it off because I feel like we're turning more in, on my side, more of like a buddy.
Okay, well, it can't be a buddy if you don't allow it to be a buddy. You may turn it into a buddy by talking male to male. That turns it into a buddy. You stay feminine and talk about your feelings, and he can stay masculine and court you. It doesn't turn buddy-buddy unless you go into your masculine and start talking similar.
Mm.
You've got to stay in your feminine and listen to him and what he's going to offer you. And you tell him what a fabulous life and how fun you are and what you do all the time and what you're looking for. I'm looking to have a boyfriend. I want to get married. See, when men hear that, they know how to court you.
Okay. And so, then what if you just don't feel it after even a month or so?
If you want to feel it,
but you don't feel it.
After three dates, if you don't have some kind of chemistry, you tell him he asks you out on date four. You say, thank you for asking me out. However, I do not have that special chemistry that says we're a fit and I don't want to lead you on. So I wish you well in your dating venture. It's called like a golden parachute. You're letting him know, you're releasing him because you don't have the special fit. Don't say we don't have chemistry because you can't speak on his behalf. It can only say, I don't have that special chemistry that says that we are a fit.
Okay, that's where I'm going wrong. I think I'm dating him too long. And then I'm trying to catch a feeling and I never catch that feeling. And then it's wasting our time, you know?
But I'd be curious how you're dating them, how you show up on a date.
I think I show up feminine and
stress. You have to be in your mindset and the way you speak.
Yeah. I think what happens is...
Right there. You say you think a lot. Thinking is masculine. If you talk from your feelings, you're already in your masculine talking here.
Okay. Maybe I'm not letting my feelings go.
You're not talking from your feeling centered. Gosh, you're such a great man. Thank you for taking me to this restaurant. I really enjoy being here with you.
Okay.
You just talk feminine communication language. Don't talk logic male to male. Don't ask him about his job. Don't ask him questions and things like that. He basically, you want to know about him, and I'm sure he'll share as much as he wants you to know about. And other than that, you tell him what you're looking for, what you want and you don't want. You know, thank you for taking me out. I'm on the dating site because I want to be married within the next year. So I'm dating. You're expressing your feelings in your own language of what you want and what you don't want.
Okay. And then what if, like, on the first or second date, a man tells you, I don't want you to date anyone, just me, or something?
Then
like
you
that.
Say, okay, thank you. If you decide if you want to take a risk dating only him, because then you're building. That's up to you. You may date him for you may meet him on date 3 and he wants to be exclusive just to focus. You can decide to take the risk and build with him, but with that, you still can break it off when you find out you're not compatible.
Right. That's what I just did with a gentleman, and I feel bad about it, but I just feel like I'm not building that chemistry with him.
Don't take care of men's feelings over and above your own. That means you're his mommy.
Okay.
Remember, Dr. Allen says, don't take care of men's feelings, because then you're putting, sometimes you have to cause other people pain to take care of yourself. I'm sure he's a healthy grown man. We all get rejected in love. He'll move on just like you've moved on when you've been hurt by a rejection. We all survive. And
true.
If you tell him the way that I told you, thank you for asking me out again. I just don't have that special chemistry that says that I'm a fit, that we're a fit. Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you know you have that, what it takes to make a relationship?
Well, here's how it goes. Women fall in love with their ears, what the man can provide them. Oh, you're going to have a nice house. I'm going to have kids. We're going to live, you know, we'll have two houses. I don't have to work. Hearing how he's going to provide for them turns them on, and they fall in love. Men fall in love with the pretty objects, so we keep our booty. We keep our looks good.
Okay.
Too many women are in the masculine wanting the perfect body, and then he doesn't have a job, so they work to try and get him a job because they like the model. That's actually, they're picking with their eyes, masculine. Women want to make sure that they... taken care of. We want security.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. That clears up a little for me.
Go do some dating and call us back and see if my information helped you.
I sure will. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Kelly, did you agree with what we had said with that lady?
100%. And you know, the funny thing about catching those feelings, getting that chemistry, is by date 3, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, then it's a no.
Yeah. What I'm finding is most women are going out there trying to get the men to like them, so they're overgiving. So many women try to impress the men that they're actually the man, and then they end up getting feminine men and that they don't like.
Yeah, well, and that's the result of women's.
Yes.
And Dr. Pat Allen talks about that. It was the absolute murder and crushing of male, female, feminine, masculine relationships, because, you know, the women are standing up screaming, I'm woman, hear me roar, and shaking their fist. And guys are like, I'm getting out of here. You know, I want a wife. I don't want a wrestling match. So that's another one of my ladies, she gets into her feminine. She starts out really well. And then all of a sudden she rears her head and these guys run for the hills. And she's like, wrong. And I'm like, we keep talking about this. You keep turning on the masculine monster. You've got an inner beast.
Yes.
You know, you may know how to do it better. You may be smarter. You may be faster. You may be the $6 million woman or the bionic woman. And he's not the bionic man. So here's the thing, you know, fake beta.
Yes.
Play dumb.
In a relationship, I know a lot of women can't stand that. They want to be equal. Equal will ruin the intimacy. You have to have one.
It's great for a business partner.
Yeah. One president, one vice president. You can't have two president leaders. It doesn't work. Your president will go out and find himself a nice vice president, mistress. That doesn't fight. I hear that all the time. Yes.
And you know, a pilot needs a co-pilot, and that's the thing. You can't both. You know, you can't say I'm flying to Bali and the other person's flying to Iceland. It just doesn't work that way. It's like, that's one of the things I note that women don't get is the compatibility issue. But he's hot. You know, he's good in bed. He makes a lot of money. Yeah, but you don't have any of the same. You have no compatibility.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to paraglide and you want to crochet.
He wants to travel and you want to have a family. And then the ladies think that you know, something that they'll be able to change him. Whatever he says on the first couple of dates, believe him. And ladies, you need to speak up if you want to be married, rather, you know, or else you're going to be with a man that 3, 4, 6 months later, you find out he had no intention of being married and you wasted all that
time. And that's like women talk about men using the bait and switch, but that is the woman using the bait and switch.
Yes.
You go out with a man and he has no idea that you want to be married and have a family. That's bad on you.
Yes.
And you can't be mad because you didn't say.
It comes up in dating. People go, you mean I have to say that on the first couple of dates? I'm like, yes. You have to.
Well, it'll scare him away. It'll scare him away. I'm like, good.
He gets scared away than you wasting your time.
Right. Scare him away now. Scare him away now. Don't scare him away 6 months, 8 months in that you wasted 6 or 8 months on somebody who's not going to develop into a husband. And here's the other thing I find. These ladies, they get these men that they think that they want. And then all of a sudden they come back to me and they're like, you know, he scratches his belly. He clips his toenails. He doesn't put the toilet seat down. He leaves the cap off the toothpaste. You know, you have to make concessions. You know, if you care about a person, and they do that, how hard is it to put the cap back on the toothpaste instead of starting a big brouhaha fight? You know, you pick your battles.
Yeah.
You pick your battle. He's a good provider.
Oh,
he washes your car.
We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. What can we help you with?
Hi. Good evening. I have a question. I'm married and I'm working full time and my husband is semi-retired. So he does a lot of work around the house and I don't seem to be able to do that, you know. And, you know, he made a comment joking around. Yeah, I guess there's some truth to it. I mean, he's very masculine, but he said, you know, he's the bitch, you know. So I guess how do I do some things to become more feminine, if, you know, I guess around the house or bring out more feminine energy.
Kelly, you want to answer
that? My first question is, when you guys got together, did you go through chapter 14, time, space, money, and play, I time, we time, us time?
he doesn't want to do it. I mean, he doesn't want to do it, but he thinks about doing things organically. That's his thing. But I am bringing up, I think he's coming around, and I said, we should, do something like put it on paper, and just discuss once a month. I didn't say it in those words, but, and I think he's coming around to that. I think I need to just get the paper and make it like a fun thing and not make it sound like it's set in stone.
Yeah, well, remember, you need to make an appointment. Hey, you know what? You said X, Y, Z. I'd love to sit down and talk with you about it. When's a good time? Would now work? And then just discuss what's going on. You mentioned X, Y, Z. I'd really like to improve that. I'd really like to do something to make us feel better. And then have the discussion. The only way you really get anywhere with anybody is if you have excellent and open communication. And you just have to approach it the right way, because, you can't walk in and go, we need to talk. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but the minute somebody comes in and says that to me, I'm automatically on the defensive. Like, we need to talk. And that's just like, there it is. It's that elephant standing in the corner. No. The subject matter and when. And then, you want to feel more feminine. Are there things that you feel are feminine that you could do in the house that would help and improve in the situation?
Well, he keeps talking about like completing this sewing project that I've been working on. I haven't finished it, so he'd like that. And to make him something, he requested to make him something every night, like not a whole full course meal, but like something. It's food.
So that's an excellent thing to negotiate. So you can say, you mentioned this. I'd love to have a conversation about, can we talk right now? Or when would you be ready to talk about it? And then negotiate. Like, if you work all week, but you have Saturday and Sunday off, so, I'm really tired when I get home Monday through Friday. But Saturday and Sunday, maybe we could cook something together, or I could make you one of your favorite meals every Sunday, and we can do a thing like Sunday dinner. And then the sewing project is yours. Is he wanting you to sew something for him?
For the house. It's for the house. Yeah.
Okay. So are you bored with the project, or you just don't have the time?
It was the time. I keep putting it off, with the work. It's the work, So, it's the work thing.
So can you make a deal with yourself to say, he really would like this project done, and I'd like to get it done too. So I'm going to take 30 minutes a week, anytime you want, and do some work on it until it's complete.
Okay, that sounds good. I like that.
Sometimes we have to negotiate with ourselves when we're procrastinating on something, and maybe there's a little bit of a deeper issue there. It's kind of your way of saying, my feet are stuck right here, and I'm not moving.
Yeah.
So if you decide to move and you decide to take this step and say, I'm going to complete the project. It's important to him, so it's important to me.
Right.
When you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours a week, just like I said, I'm going to work 30 minutes a week on this.
Okay. I like that. But as far as the cooking, it's something just taking something out of a can. He probably doesn't take any money from me. I do buy some stuff around the house, but I guess it's a vegetable. I think he wants me to pay for it, which I'm fine with. It's not expensive. It's not a lot of preparation. So.
Well, that's cool. See, he's not asking for a 5-course or a beef bourguignon. He's asking for a can of vegetables, which are pretty simple to deal with.
It takes 2 minutes to do, so I can do that.
And even nowadays, if you're busy at work, you can, you know, get on the Safeway app or get on the Costco app and say, please deliver, you know, a case of corn or 6 cans of corn and 6 cans of peas and whatever to my house. And then you have them on hand. And then you open the can opener and you pour them in a pot. You put a little butter in there, a little bit of salt, and, you know, boom. He's happy. You've made him happy, and it was a simple thing to do.
Yeah. Well, today what I did was, I don't know if it's a masculine thing, but I know that he likes this pastry and this food. It's not expensive, but it doesn't really matter. And he wanted this special beverage, and I bought it, and I put it on the table because he does a lot of work around the house, and he says he does it for me. So he wasn't there. I said lunch or dinner, you know, for him. So I left, you know, I purchased it and put it on the
table. Did we lose you, Carly?
Sorry?
No,
there you are.
No, she's there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, was he pleased?
Oh, very pleased, yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just little things we do for the person, our person that we love. And it's like I say, you know, there's no perfect person on the planet, but sometimes there's a person that's perfect for you in spite of our shortcomings and their shortcomings. Doing little things like that, you know, that's really something that says, hey, I care about you and I'm showing you love in this way.
Okay. Thank
sometimes
you.
That's someone's love language. Like my stepmom's love language is cooking things like desserts. She likes to make desserts. So that's her love language. And, you know, she'll call me up and say, hey, I love you. I just wanted you to know I made you a ricotta blueberry cheesecake. And I'll be like, that's amazing, Mom. You didn't have to do that. You just got back from Germany 2 days ago. And she's like, I know, but I love you and I missed you. It's
aww.
Nice. It feels good. It feels good when somebody says, this person likes this. This person enjoys this. Here's a little hug, a little pastry, a little bottle of juice. It's a hug. It says, I love you. I know what you like, and I'm paying attention.
Right, right. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, caller.
I hope that you'll call us back and let us know how these things work.
Yes.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. That kind of goes to, you know, she's talking, he wants her to cook a meal. You know, you each have different things. Like, you negotiate time, space, money, and play. And also chores is under that. So, you know, she may negotiate that she'll cook for him 2 days a week and pick those days. And if she can't pick them, she needs to go back in and negotiate to change of the day. She can't just use, you know, she was busy at work to bail out of something she agreed upon.
Yeah, that's bomb dropping and it's not fair. So one of the things I always say to my ladies is don't drop the bomb. Don't say, oh, tomorrow we're supposed to go to my parents' house for dinner.
Yeah.
6 p.m. Well, I don't get off work until 7, and I had no idea of this.
Yeah.
Bomb dropping is not fair, and they do it. And you know, sometimes they blitzkrieg it. So my one lady did that. She I told him, blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, you told him? And she's like, yeah, I told him. I said, you didn't ask him. My parents would like us to come over for dinner tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Would you be available at that time? I'd like to be able to let them know if we're coming or not.
Yeah.
But no, it's, well, I told him we were supposed to be there. Well, that's not a thing. You're not his mommy. You're not his mommy.
And also men do not generally remember, when you know when you tell men things, you still may have to go in and remind them. They don't process, they can't think and feel at the same time. So you're going to have to be kind of going in there and reminding him if you have special events or have a calendar and let him know a day or two ahead of time. A lot of women get mad because men don't remember, and they don't do too well with remembering. They have a low vocabulary and a low attendance. You know, they only think they go from A, B, C, D. We go from A, Z, D, E, all over the place.
So what I told my ladies is get a sticky notepad, draw a big heart on it, and inside the heart say, hey, darling, don't forget we're supposed to X, Y, Z. Love you so much. Have a great day. So he gets this nice note on the mirror when he's shaving. He goes into shave or shower. And then it's a reminder. Then he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, we're supposed to do that. Instead of accusatorily saying, well, I told you that last week. Sometimes I don't remember what I'm supposed to be doing the very next day. And I'm not a man. You know, it's hard. And it's this life is just go, 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 go.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes we forget. I mean, don't you forget things?
Yes, I do. And when I remind people, I do it in a way that doesn't make them feel like they're inadequate or stupid. You have to be careful, you know, about how you present information to people. That's a big, especially your chosen man, because then you start disrespecting him and he starts going passive aggressive because nothing he does is right.
That's what I'm getting a lot. I'm getting these women who think they want these men. And then what they come back to me is they want to make all these changes. Well, if you want to make all these changes, like here's an example. You buy a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house and you're like, this is my dream home. And you walk in and you immediately say, we need to add another bathroom and we need to add another bedroom. It wasn't your dream home. You want to change it. You should have looked for a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Men are the same way. You get a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom man. Oh, great. If that's what you're after. But here's the thing. If he's a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom man, don't expect to change him.
And also, if you do want to negotiate adding more bathrooms and stuff, you need to use the stroke and stand and make an appointment before you go in there and bombard him with your new ideas and suggestions. Because, yeah, that'll turn them off, too.
I mean, what do you say to your ladies when they pick a man, they've landed the man, and then he can do no right?
I have a lady right now I'm working with, and she wants to be married, and her time clock's ticking, and she's was set up, and everything's wonderful, but it isn't the type of man that she thought she'd be with, even though he is a good man and will provide for her, and she's just not signal. And then when it's almost like I tell her to stroke him so he keeps dating you, but she doesn't want to be vulnerable. So then he goes away and then she's mad because he's not calling her all the time. And I said, well, why would he call you when you don't compliment that you enjoy being with him? I can't do that. He should know. They don't mind read either. And they don't have it's not a novelty book. It's not, what is the Harlequin's romance? They don't work operate.
The bodice ripper. A Nora Roberts book.
They don't operate like that. So if you're waiting for your man to do that, he probably won't. You have to, it's called drop the hanky and let him know you're interested so he can court you. But too many women are afraid to be vulnerable and say, I enjoy being with you. I miss you. I like hearing from you. They think that's putting out too much information. They don't want him to, they feel like that they're not sure if they like him yet. They can always terminate it weeks later. You're just trying to get to know him so he keeps coming back.
Right. And so what happens if you find out that you are not compatible? Okay, say you're dating somebody, even after 10 dates, then you finally, you're picking up on clues.
Yes.
You're not compatible. You don't have to be a horrible person and be like, I don't want to date you anymore. You just say, you know what? I've had so much fun with you.
Yes.
But I find that we are lacking compatibility in these areas.
Yes.
So we could be great friends, but we can't be dating romantically anymore. But if you want to go to a movie or grab a pizza or go to dinner, I'm all in. You don't have to hurt somebody because you don't want to date them anymore.
Yeah. And remember, relationships are a risk. So you go in and do your part and hope to God he does his. And if everything works out, you can build a relationship together. But you can't make him do all the work. And you sit back and have a list of what he's doing and not doing. And you don't participate. to add to his list on what he's looking for in a woman, because that's usually what happens.
There's the question. You've got this list about him. I wish we could see his list about you.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Because there's no perfect people, and the people that think they are, as Dr. Allen would say, end up on her couch. So there's that.
Yeah, that is true. So I tell, and you know what? It's okay to be a spinster. You don't have to be married. I mean, if you need the perfect person, you know, there's a lot of great people out there, and we're not asking you to settle, but you know, if you want companionship, build a family, there's a lot more than have this list of the perfect man. It's, you're looking for 51% valuable on his worst days. He's a keeper.
100%. That's a big deal, because if you really think about it, everybody who's dating somebody should be marking that calendar. Was he 51% valuable? Is he 51% valuable consistently for 30 days?
Yes, that's
and
what
look
I
look at it.
Yeah, you do, because everybody can point out the cons. There could be 5 cons and 20 pros, but they'll only focus on the cons. So I have them evaluate it, and every day put in either red or green, every good thing green, every bad thing red, and put it in an envelope. Every day he did something. And at the end of a week, you pull it out and evaluate it and do that for 30 days, and you'll find out whether he's got more red or green, rather than you just thinking every time he's bad, he's bad, he's bad. Keep a tally on actual events and things he does, and be aware of what he does that are nice, and the things that hurt you that you don't like.
100%. And then that's another thing too. They go, well, he did X, Y, and Z on this day, but he also did that. And I'm like, look at that day. Is it a wash? Does he hit the mark of 50?
Oh, that's
you know,
true.
Did he make you smile? You know, did he carry in the groceries? Did he tell
you?
Yeah, you
have to look
city?
At all of those little things, rather than, you know, he doesn't take me out.
I have one lady who doesn't like her man's love language. She wants him to profoundly profess his undying devotion and love to her. But he's very masculine, and that's not how he rolls. So I did a couple sessions with them, and I asked her, I said, what is it you want? Tell him now while we're sitting here. I'm the mediator.
Yes.
So tell him what you want. And she did. I want you to tell me that you love me. And he said back, I thought I did. And she's like, well, you don't say it with words. He goes, but I say it with actions. You made dinner. I clean the kitchen. You come home and I carry in the groceries. You come home and the trash is taken out. I thought you were understanding that I do these things because I love you and I don't want you to have to do them. That's my love language, is doing things for you. I didn't know I had to stand on the top of a mountain and say it. If that's what it's going to take, I can do it, but that's not who I am. So it was a really effective session. Because finally they both told the truth instead of harboring this angry, well, he doesn't say he loves me. It really hurts my feelings, but he does say he loves you, because that's love. That's showing you, you know, he washes your car, you know, he shaves her legs.
Yeah.
I mean, he shaves her legs. When she goes in the shower, he comes in the bathroom and he shaves her legs. I'm like, anybody who did that for me, I would be like, this person loves me.
Yeah, that's true. And also there's the gifts. You know, some people, some people do the gifts. I mean, there's different love languages, and some people can't say I love you, but they show it in different ways. So you have to negotiate. You can't be mad at somebody and force them to say I love you, but they may show it in different ways.
Yeah, he told her, he said, I didn't come from a family that used those words. They didn't. I don't know how to use them. I'll practice. I mean, this man was willing to change his vocalization of love, or at least try to. And to me, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. So I think they're going to end up staying together and married because they are using the tools now. And he started using the tools to communicate.
Yes.
I think it's great. Sometimes you get one partner who knows the tools and uses the tools and the other partner's standing there like with their finger in there. They just don't get what's going on.
Yes.
So when they don't know the tools, it's hard for them to respond in a way that using the tools. But, you know, if you use them enough, it almost starts to become a natural thing.
It is. And again, like I said, if you're just turning in, if you go to our website, www.drpetallen.com, we have a video. It's about an hour long of Dr. Allen's teaching chemistry, compatibility, and communication. And it shows her using the tools and all of her other material that she teaches in her one-day classes. So if you want to go to that and watch it, it gives valuable information. And then I have my drop-in ladies groups. Kelly's going to be starting up some groups too. Kelly does privates. We also have Patricia Eltage. She does life scripts and couples counseling. And we have a new member, Andy Shaw. He's going to be joining us in the next 2 weeks. And you ladies can call in and get a man's perspective. He was trained by Dr. Allen as well. And he's going to be starting some groups as well. So we have different coaches coming on different times. And we'd love to have you call in for questions and pick our brains with that. So we're running out of time now. Kelly, I also want to say that Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do, is available. It came out in Audible. So you can go on Amazon and purchase it. And she has all of her other books available. Getting to I Do, Staying Married, Loving It. It's a Man's World in a Woman's Universe, The Answers. She's got The Truth About Men. What other books does she have?
Conversational Rape. She's got a lot.
She does. And there's a lot of YouTube videos if you want to Google her. Oh, and if you go to iTunes, we have listed all of the seminars that she conducted since 2012 they started to about 2017.
I think so, right around 2012.
Yeah. We have all of that, where she did her question and answers in the LA and Orange County. So a lot of people get information listening to that as well. And then always call us back here if you have questions you want help with. We're always here every Thursday at 4:00 to take your questions. If you can't call in, you can email me at the office your question. I'll read it and we'll answer it. And you can listen to it in the archived recordings. So with that, Kelly, you want to tell everybody good night or anything else you want to share?
I want to say welcome aboard to Andy. Andy's terrific. He's incredibly well-versed in Dr. Allen's stuff. Welcome aboard, Andy. And I also want to say we love you. Sign up for our groups and our privates. We have so much fun doing them. And we have so much fun working to get you to I Do.
And Dr. Allen has, I know everybody's wondering why Dr. Allen doesn't come on. She's turning 90 years old on the 21st. And unfortunately, it's a little hard for her to hear on the radio. She does Zoom so she could see read lips. So unfortunately, she doesn't do well on the radio at this time. So I've taken over the job and the other coaches to help spread the word and help people as much as I can. So with that, if anybody's wondering what happened to Dr. Allen, she's still alive and kicking. And I'll be sending out a newsletter giving you all the new stuff that the One Institute will be offering in the next couple of months.
She's a fireball, still a fireball.
She is. Okay, well, with that, I want to say goodbye, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.